Hey everyone, and welcome to episode number 5 of the Write Script Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Tanner, and today we're going to be having a real conversation about the myth of overnight success for screenwriters. I've been seeing a lot of things and I've been having a lot of people DM me, and the crazy thing is, you guys, that when people ask me certain questions, I make sure that I have my facts straight. I ask them, well, how long have you been a screenwriter? How many scripts have you written? Do you have your portfolio together? And I'm not kidding you, 9 times out of 10, these are people who have never written one finished draft and they want an agent. Make that make sense, right? And a lot of people really don't understand that you have to crawl before you walk. And I'm not talking about expect people not to pay you. I'm not talking about like expect to work for pennies. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you first come into the realm of screenwriting, focus on cultivating your voice as a writer. Focus on perfecting your craft, or not even perfecting, I'm trying to get out of using that word. Focus on expanding, elevating your craft, improving, developing. Work on you as a writer. Work on your dialogue level. Work on understanding formatting. Work on the business side and the creative side. Strive to understand both of them. Don't just focus on the creative side and think, I'm good, I know all I need to know. No, you need to know the business side too. And I see too many people getting into this thinking that, oh, it's overnight success. Oh, it's this. Oh, all I have to do is one script and I don't have to revise and I'll be a overnight sensation. I'll be a household name. No, it does not work that way. Like, I already know somebody right now who finally landed an agent, you guys, but it wasn't overnight. I want to stress that. It took him 5 years, okay? And if you ask him, he will be very transparent with you and he will tell you, I had to make a lot of sacrifices. There were times when I didn't know if I was gonna make it. There were times where I wanted to give up. There were times where people just didn't believe in me. All those no's ended up like really hurting my confidence. Like, people will be real and raw with you if you ask them the right questions. And a lot of people are looking at screenwriters that have been at it for years and they're looking at their season of abundance and success and they're thinking, oh my God, why not me? Why is that person getting all that? And the thing is, it is very dangerous for you to sit up here and try to compare your life with somebody else, especially when you don't know what they had to go through to get what they have. You don't know the sacrifices, the concessions they had to make. You don't know if they had to work a 9-to-5 job while they were building this. You don't know what they were dealing with in their personal life while they were building this. You don't know. Like, people who are just now even starting to follow me, they look at my page and they figure, oh, it was easy for you to do this. You have a bubbly personality. Let me share something with you guys, okay? I recently became this way because I had to break out of it in order to do what I do now. I couldn't afford to be shy anymore. And I'm not just talking about monetarily. I could not afford to be shy because it was stifling my growth. It was making me to the point where I was afraid to get on camera. I was afraid to go live. I was afraid to do video, and it was slowing me down. So now I'm at a point where I'm comfortable, I'm confident in that, but it didn't happen overnight. I had to keep doing it and doing it and doing it while I was scared, while I was uncomfortable, while I barely had any comments, any likes, any shares, anything. And everyone has to start somewhere. Everyone has to. And what I don't like about where our society is going is that now starting at the bottom is frowned upon. A lot of people want microwave success. They want everything to be quick at the snap of a finger. They want to be able to have like a ton of fame, a ton of money. They want to be able to have all this notoriety. But you have to get in the trenches in order to do that. And I'm telling you guys, like, I started my screenwriting journey in 2011. And I never thought I would be doing this. I never thought that I would be in a position where I'm helping other up-and-coming screenwriters and giving them notes and helping them elevate their craft, providing them with the tools and strategies that I wish somebody would have provided me with, right? And 2011, right? We're already in 2021, about to go into 2022. So I started way back when. Let's see, 2011, how old was I then? I was 20 years old, and I never thought about going the entrepreneur route, and you never know where life will take you. But I really want to stress this to you guys, because I don't want you to look at a screenwriter who is in like chapter 10 or chapter 15 or chapter 20 and start comparing yourself to them and start thinking, what's wrong with me? How come I don't have their following? How come I'm not getting their movie deals? How come I'm not getting their offers, their TV deals? How come they have an agent and I don't? Listen, the most detrimental thing that you can do when you're trying to achieve greatness and success is compare yourself to other people. You know why? Because you are you, and that person is that person. You need to be your most authentic self. You need to be who you are. You need to be genuine. You need to embrace who you are. And I see too many people trying to emulate what they see on Instagram. Now, it's one thing if you're implementing a strategy, but you still need to be yourself. You still need people to see your essence of who you are. And that is what will attract your true community, your true tribe. Because people in this social media age, they get so caught up on follower count. They get so caught up on vanity metrics. And if you want to be successful at anything in life, like at this point, I'm not just talking about screenwriting. This is really with anything. If you want to be successful in life, you have to fully commit to it. That means you have to keep going when only a few people are taking notice. And I talk about this all the time. Like, this time last year, you guys, I was lucky to get maybe 3 to 5 likes on a post. Like, some of you guys have been rocking with me since last year on Instagram when I was doing my writing tips, when I was doing my IG lives once a week and I was scared to even get on camera. You guys have been with me since day one. Like, you remember how low my like count was? You remember that? I had to put in work to really establish a brand. I had to invest. I didn't do like Facebook ads or anything like that yet because I need to learn that. But the way that I got more notoriety, it was all organic. It was all about targeting my people, knowing my audience. And a lot of people want success, but they don't want to put in the work. And let me tell you something, when you put in the work and you go at it for at least a year or more, when you look back on it, you're going to look back at those times when you barely had any support and you're going to smile because you're going to know that, wow, I remember where I was a year ago. I remember what it took for me to get to this point where I am right now. And you may not even be where you truly want to be, but you're farther along than you were a year ago. And you're making progress and you're making new strides and you're absolutely killing it. So I'm telling you guys, if you're in year 1, 2, 3, 4 of your screenwriting journey, it is only the beginning. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I keep on stressing that to people. And I think the saddest thing that I see a lot that really breaks my heart is when I see people saying, I don't know if it's gonna happen for me. I don't know if I'm even doing the right thing. I should just quit. Do not quit. Keep going. Even when you're only getting a few likes, even when you're only getting a few shares, even when a bunch of people are telling you no, and that what you're doing is crazy, and that you can't do it. People told me I was crazy, you guys. My own family members told me that I was unrealistic and crazy. And for a while, I let that get to me, but I didn't stay in that space. And I look back on it and I cringe because I'm like, wow, imagine if I had let that get to me. Imagine if I had gotten to a place where I just became complacent, like, yeah, they're right. I should just go and get a regular job and not even try and not even aspire to do anything or use my talent and my gift. You guys, like, I don't know if any of you are religious, but I'm gonna go here for a second. Yesterday, I was feeling a little defeated, and I'll be transparent. I was feeling a little defeated on the inside because I'm going through a challenging time right now, learning new things, stepping even more out of my comfort zone. And I was feeling a little bit, you know, discouraged and defeated. And then do you know what happened? One of my clients from a few months ago reached out to me and told me that my notes helped her place in the quarterfinals of a screenplay contest. Do you know, like, what that felt like? But again, I say, you have to plant those seeds early. You have to plant those seeds when only a few people are paying attention. And you never, never know who's watching you. I had another person who's been following me for a good minute. And my post about why you're not ready for an agent yet, like, she commented and said, I am literally going to take everything you said and pin it on my wall. This is gold. Thank you. And I'm not saying it to brag, you guys. I'm saying it because a year ago, I never thought I would have people leaving those kind of comments. I didn't. I was just walking by faith. I was walking by, this is my gift. This is what I love to do. I love helping other writers. I love doing this. And you never know where your gift will take you. So I'm telling you, when you're embarking on something unknown, you are going to have moments where you feel like, should I even be doing this? Is this the right thing? Maybe I should just quit. What am I doing? Am I crazy? Keep going. On Twitter, I posted a tweet maybe a month or so ago or a few weeks ago, but whenever you're doing something, whether it's perfecting your craft or whether it's pursuing a business, whether it's gaining traction in a certain industry, you have to keep going. And it's like a tightrope. You can't look left, you can't look right, you can't look up. You can't look down. You have to keep focus and keep looking straight ahead. and keep going through all the hurdles, through all the slings and arrows, okay? And it's also a mental battle. A lot of this stuff is all about mindset too. It's all about what you tell yourself. It's all about what you feed your spirit and what you listen to. It's all about your own belief in yourself. Do you even believe you can do this? And I want to stress that to people. Do you believe that you can make a change in this world and have an impact and use your gift or your talent to do that? And like I said before, I don't care what anybody says. In my opinion, it is a cardinal sin for you not to do what you were put on this earth to do. It is a cardinal sin. Remember, I said in my last video, the richest place on earth is the cemetery. The richest place on earth is the graveyard, because a lot of dreams have died with the people who never, ever saw them come to fruition. And it saddens me. And I've even known young people, you guys. Like, I'm a millennial, okay? I'm 30 years old. I'm about to be 31 in February of next year. I know so many people who are very talented, okay? Like, I'm talking, they are so good at illustrating. They can make it look so realistic. It's like you're looking at a real human. They're that talented. And do you know what? They won't do it because they've told themselves it won't work. They've told themselves, I can't do that. It's too hard. You can't make a living in the arts. What you tell yourself matters. What you tell yourself matters. And a lot of people look at how long it will take them to get to that season of abundance and success, and they stop because they want it to be easy. They want it to be like a snap of the finger, and it doesn't work like that. It takes time to see things come to fruition. And I want to leave you guys with this last note. Don't give up. Keep going. I see a lot of you. You're putting in the work. You're putting in the time and effort. You're investing in yourselves. You're doing what you need to do. You're working that 9 to 5, even when you don't want to. Listen, I'm right here with you. Do you think I want to go to a 9 to 5 every day? No, I don't. But I had to be smart. I had to take a season of sacrifice. And guess who gave me the idea to even do that? Other entrepreneurs before me who gave me advice to not do what they did so I can have a better shot. And I love them for that. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the entrepreneurs that I listen to, like Ronnie Brown, Jessica Hurley, all of them. And granted, they're not screenwriters, but they're perfecting their craft. They're always evolving. And I love, absolutely love listening to them because they keep it 100% real. And they don't tell people what they want to hear. They tell them the truth so that they won't make the same mistakes that they did. But anyway, you guys, if you take nothing else from this video, listen to me. Success takes time. Keep going. There is no such thing as an overnight sensation. You've got to put the work in. You've got to put the time in. You've got to put the investment in, and you have got to commit. But anyway, you guys, like, share, download my podcast, and I'll catch you all in the next podcast. Have a good day, you guys, and remember, keep writing.